This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, watching a firefighter's work, no matter where they are in the country, is really an amazing thing. On the line is Art Grieg, a retired firefighter, worked for a variety of agencies before he eventually left and went into the aviation business. And Art, thanks for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Phil.
You know, I had mentioned on the air a couple of weeks ago, and periodically since it happened, you know, a fire broke out in a vacant lot across the street from my house, and it was quite an amazing thing to see all the engine companies that roll and how they go about their business, first with that foam truck, right?
Well, that's correct, Phil. You're going to see a truck show up that has a fire retardant foam because you don't know if you've got a water supply, and you really don't know what you're facing when you go to any place where there is a fire. And the first thing that you're going to want to do is get that foam truck out there, and then you you deploy firefighters to four corners of the fire, if you will, and you begin to just hit it with that foam, and then eventually you determine where the water is, if you need water, if you need a tanker truck.
And the other thing I found out is that long after they put out the fire, there's a chopper circling. Helicopters are circling looking for their hot spots, right?
Our experience, Phil, in the firefighting business is that a lot of times once you get a fire put out, you just know another one is going to start someplace else. So the reason why you saw those choppers flying around over your house is because you're on alert. You're on the lookout for a possibility of another fire.
Now, you fought fires for a lot of different agencies, and for how long?
I was a firefighter for about 15 years.
And then you went into aviation?
Yeah, I pursued my dream, which was really to become a pilot, fly commercially if I could. I finally got my license in 1995, and since then I fly small commuter charters out of Santa Monica. And I can tell you that the air is a lot cooler up there than it is in the middle of a fire.
You said you hate to see all the hysteria around the fires and the reporting of the fires, right?
Yeah, right. Only insofar as it presumes that our great firefighters don't have things under control. I work with these great guys, and no one's more dedicated than a professional firefighter. The training's great, the equipment's great, and sometimes Mother Nature helps you out too, and that's a great thing.
I imagine a good rain is something you welcome, huh?
Well, that's ideal, but I remember when I was fighting fires, we would welcome more than anything, Phil, a shift in the wind, because the wind blowing in a direction, in a favorable direction, can make a fire infinitely more manageable.
I guess we would like to hear a firefighting story. Give us people an idea what it was like for you guys.
Well, I don't know how good I am at telling stories, but one of my jobs for a few months was acting as a media spokesman for our agencies. And we were fighting a pretty vicious open brush fire that was bordering some really beautiful million-dollar-plus homes. And the fire was running along a ridge, and it was headed directly for those homes. That morning, the morning that I talked to the press, we had a wind shift. The wind changed directions about a half a mile from these homes, and the wind began to blow in the opposite direction. Now, probably a half a mile to three-quarters of a mile from the homes was a strip mall that had, a Thai food, some kind of a Thai food restaurant, a hair salon was there that specialized in some of the, I guess, ethnic hairdos. And the reason why I say that is there's a lot of oil-based products that they use. And I think there was some party supply play. It had a lot of businesses that, my understanding, were, you know, they were failing to some degree. And sure enough, that morning, the wind shifted and blew the fire back right up the ridge to the main boulevard, and the homes that we had fought so hard to save were saved. And
boy, that's good news, huh?
Oh, and the fire then went back up the ridge and hit that strip mall, and I could tell you it took about probably no more than an hour for the entire thing to burn. So you
now you got to go up and fight that, though, right?
Well, the fire that hit the strip mall, I can tell you, you're so happy to have saved the homes where the people live and where children play and where young couples begin their lives, that when we, you see it, there's a Thai food restaurant up there with a C rating, and you see it burn. Do you put it out or do you cheer? What do you do?
Yeah, but your job is to fight fires no matter where the fires are.
Well, you're absolutely right. But what I'm telling you is I am telling you things that this isn't any surprise to any fireman. When I first got interested in flying, I knew that they were considering building an airstrip near the interstate where there was at that time a ranch, and they were involved primarily in growing hay. And we got a call to roll to a fire on that property, and yes, we wanted to put the fire out, but at the same time, I was curious and a little bit hopeful about how fast that fire would burn.
And at what? Because you wanted to see an airstrip?
Well, yeah, it's human to want to see things that you want to see.
All right, but I want to just ask him. You're fighting to save the homes.
No, I don't want you to get the idea that we don't want to fight fires. We do want to fight fires no matter where they are. But we were so grateful to have saved all those homes. And when the wind shifted, and this was an intense fire that could have consumed a lot of those houses, it shifted, and it blew back up the ridge. It was almost as if we were watching something beautiful. And I remember one of the firefighters I was with, Bill Carson, said, there goes the mall. And we saw it light up. And, yeah, we got into the trucks and started to roll up there. But you pick your battles, Phil, is what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Art Griego, a former firefighter. And we're talking about his experiences. Now, these homes...
And let me just say, when the strip mall caught on fire... I remember a woman came out of her house and she brought us pizza and she brought us something to drink for saving her house. And we just were happy, you know, to see that. And
But now you're eating pizza while the strip mall's burning.
Let me just tell you a little story. That strip mall had a restaurant that was a Thai food restaurant. It had a C rating. A lot of the firemen would go up there and eat. I can tell you, and it's not a pretty story, that about an hour after you came back from eating there, you know, you had a line. It was, you know, it was who got to the bathroom first. And what I'm saying is...
Were you talking about some botulism or...
Well, I don't know what it was. But so what happens is, instinctively, you've saved these beautiful homes, you've backed the fire, you've done some back burning, and now the wind shifts, and it sent the fire back up that ridge. I'd say probably moving at a good 30 miles an hour, and before I could even get the key in the ignition of the truck, I saw the hair salon place touch off, then the Thai food place, and everything. By the time we got up there, do I cry because a C-rating Thai food place goes up?
All right, you're mentioning, you said there was a hair salon that did ethnic hairdos. What does that mean?
Well, that's the other thing I wanted to mention, Phil. Some of the hair salons that specialize in, and I want to say this delicately, some of the hair salons that specialize in straightening hair use what is called activator. It is oil-based, and even if I was standing there with a fire hose, and knew that the fire was going to touch off the activator in that hair salon, before I could get the water going, that place would go up like it was just rice paper. Because your standard hair salon place that uses hair straightening chemicals is going to go up like rice paper.
So do you fight the fire?
Yeah, you fight the fire, but I didn't have a chance to fight the fire. The whole mall was gone.
And you weren't sorry to see it go?
Well... You're putting me in a spot.
No, but I mean, that's what all I'm saying.
You're putting me on the spot a little bit.
But you're a firefighter. Now, I know you saved the homes. Now the fire changes directions and hits a strip mall that's got businesses in it that I gather you don't like that much.
No, that's not it at all.
Well, you mentioned there was a Thai food place that had a C rating that gave some of the firefighters stomach problems, a hair salon place that does, quote, ethnic hair.
I didn't mean that.
Well, you said it specializes in straightening hair. And the activator that they use made the place go up like rice paper. You mentioned a party favor place.
It doesn't mean that we don't want to save the mall, but what would you rather see burn? That's all I'm saying.
All right. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I didn't know that firefighters had a preference. Well, I'm going to fight this fire here, but I'm not that one there. We're talking with Art Griego, a retired firefighter, about one story in particular, and we're, you know, following these fires here in California, across the country, where he and an engine company fought a fire from touching off some homes. The wind hit, changed directions, and the fire burned back up toward a strip mall, and that burned to the ground. That he is trying to say they were going to fight. Well, I'll have to ask him, because it sounds to me like he's not sorry the strip mall burned. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Art Griego joins us, a retired firefighter, now in the aviation business, talking about the men and women fighting the fires all across America on any given day. And here in the California area, in the state of California, we've had, it's usually fire season, and here it is, huh, Art?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, this is the time of year. September is traditionally the hottest month here in Southern California.
I'm going to get back to this. We'll take some calls. 1-800-449-8686. When the wind shifted and it went back up the hill and that strip mall burned.
Yeah.
You guys were not all that sad because it contained businesses that in one instance gave you guys the runs or something?
Well, look, I was grateful. I will not lie to you. I was grateful to see that fire change directions. And if it's going to burn anything, in other words, if it's going to burn anything to the ground, why not it burn businesses that nobody really wanted? You know, I don't know how to say that, but that no one wanted there in the first place. Because
is this I got to ask, is this a primarily white neighborhood?
Well, I don't know what you mean by
that. Well, the homes that you save, these are all white families?
I don't know, Phil. I couldn't answer that question.
But the businesses that burned, a nail salon, a hair salon that specializes in straightening hair, and I think we know what you're talking about there, a Thai food place, some party favor place.
Yeah, they're all just, I don't know, we used to use the word funky. They're just funky joints, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sherry. Go ahead, Sherry. Sherry?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Okay, this guy is... he sounds racist to me a lot, but as far as the fireman goes...
I'm not racist at all.
You sound like it.
Well, that to you. I mean, I don't know who you are or, you know, how you make your decisions, but I'm not racist.
Well, so far all I've heard you talk about is a business that straightens hair, which we all know what you're talking about. A Chinese...
You know, do you have anything original? You're just repeating what the host said, you know?
No, well, let the lady talk. I come from a line of firefighters. Okay, I have five firefighters in my family.
Yeah.
I know exactly how they fight fires. They don't go there and say, oh, well, this is an ethnic business. I don't think I really want to fight.
I don't say it's an ethnic business. I'm just saying, well, ma'am, I'm a firefighter. You know firefighters, so I know how fires are fought.
I'm an auxiliary fire member, okay?
Wow. An auxiliary fire member.
My brother-in-law is a fireman. My brother is a fireman.
Ma'am,
both my nephews are firemen.
Let me ask you something. Do you know what an elbow joint is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's part of a hose line. Yes, I do. And I know what 20
Oh, guess what?
Is.
I just made that term up.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
listen,
I just made
here.
It up. I just
hey,
made it up, so you
listen
aren't even,
here.
You're
Look.
Not even a firefighter.
Listen
and,
here. No,
and on
no,
top
no,
of
no,
that,
no, 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 no.
Wait. Did you just make
me.
That word up?
Yeah, I just made it up. She
no,
said,
no,
oh,
no,
yeah,
no,
I know
you
what that is.
Here a minute.
I just
when
made it
up. You're talking about straightened hair.
You're
I
not
know what
a firefighter. You're not a firefighter. Yeah, you probably know what I'm talking about because you need your hair straightened.
No,
but beyond
I
that,
what
I don't,
you need.
Beyond
what
that,
you need.
I don't even think that you know what. Do you know what water is?
Let's see. Do you know what human beings are? You ought to join the human
Ma'am,
race because you're
human,
really not a member of the human race.
A human being?
Wait a minute. What are we talking about here?
Well, this lady, I make up elbow joints. She goes, yes, I know what that is. It's part of a hose. I made that up.
Hey, a-hole.
Ma'am, hey, ma'am. No. No name calling, okay?
Well, she's calling me.
Okay, let's call him what he is. He's a racist.
How am I a racist?
Well, look at
Because
what?
Every business you just named off.
You know what? You know what I think you are? I think you're a B-I-T-C-H.
Oh, well, you know what?
Yeah.
I appreciate that coming
yeah.
from somebody
hold
who's
on
got the brains of
both
a
of you, both of you guys, hold on for a minute, all right? This is ridiculous. Now, if the lady's auxiliary firefighter, there's no reason to put that down. They assist firefighters.
Yeah, but she's sitting there calling me a racist. I mean, she's called me two names, a-hole and racist. I haven't called her anything.
You called her a B-I-T-C-H.
One against two. Two names that she used against my one name for her.
And you have sat here and you have talked about the hair straightener business. You've
yeah.
talked about the nail business, which we all know in this country what's run by. You have talked about the Thai restaurant. We know what that's run by.
Right, ma'am, you say
you're
not...
me that you're going to stand there and let a business burn down. Maybe that's all these people has their money coming
in. The point that I think is being made here, Art, is that you say they use a lot of hair straightening products.
The reason why I said that is because they are oil-based and the place goes up faster.
Yeah, but you didn't want to see those businesses survive.
Look, I'm going to ask Sherry. You go to a Thai restaurant with a C rating, you get the squirts when you eat there, you see it burn the next day, you're going to start crying about it?
No, but if you're a fireman, you still fight the fire. You don't go back to that restaurant. End of story. You don't
go
back to that restaurant.
Well, who's going to get hurt? Look, they're going to collect on the insurance.
Wait a minute, man. Are you going to fight the fire or are you not?
Yes, of course I am. But we were so happy to see those beautiful homes saved that when the fire shifted directions and raced back up the ravine, and Bill Gunderson, who's with our battalion, said, well, the strip mall is right in its path, and everybody shrugged.
Everybody shrugged?
Yeah. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention...
Now, what if
I
want to
ask this lady, if you say you're a firefighter, what is a throbbing hose?
Wait a minute.
Okay, that's a smart-ass
cop. No. I didn't say I was a firefighter. I said I'm an auxiliary.
Do you know what a throbbing hose is?
Do you know what an auxiliary fire person is?
Yes.
Do you know what they do?
Yes.
Do you know we get out of bed at 3 o'clock in the morning to bring food and water out to the fire?
Yes, I know that. You guys always get me those good donuts. Now,
that's really a bad...
I want to ask her,
do you...
Do you
know how much money we raise each year for volunteer fire departments?
Ma'am, one of the jobs that you guys... You roll the hose, right?
Auxiliary?
Yes, ma'am.
No, we don't. Not down here where I'm at. No, we don't.
You don't pull a hose?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Excuse me, Sherry, hold on for a minute. Are you being smart with her?
What do you mean?
All this, you don't pull the hose? Is that some kind of smart-ass thing?
It's some fireman humor, that's all.
Well, you're talking to a lady, okay?
I'm sorry. All right, look, Sherry, you are auxiliary. We appreciate everything that you do. You don't know what it's like fighting until you're bleeding, fighting until you don't have time to take a bathroom break. You stand there fighting the fire, and you're going in your pants because you don't want to stop, okay?
No, I watched my brother and my brother-in-law and my nephews that are 25 and 21 years old go into buildings where the roofs are falling in to get people out, regardless of who they are, and then you tell me you have the nerve to stand there and shrug because it missed the line of well-to-do homes and went to a small strip mall where people were just trying to make an honest living?
Well, I don't know how... Is there a... Who's that in the background? I'm getting nervous.
This is my older sister.
Never mind.
She is married to a fireman.
All right, look. Have you ever tucked the nozzle in the nest?
Never mind about all of that stuff. I want to know...
This lady is telling me that because I look up the hill after fighting to the point where I had to go in my pants, and now I see the fire touch off 1, 2, 3, hair salon place, donut shop, check cashing place, party favors. What, am I supposed to sit there and go, that's bad?
No.
But you know what?
If you have a problem going in your pants, then I suggest you buy you some pull-ups. You've got problems other than being a fireman.
Hey, have you ever plugged the... let me ask you, have you ever plugged the drip of the nozzle?
All right,
you know something?
Ma'am, I'd like to talk to whoever it is that's feeding you your information.
My sister's standing here wanting to take the phone away from me.
Let me talk to her because she knows more about firefighting, obviously, than you do.
No, this is an auxiliary firefighter.
No, I want to talk to the... Let me talk to the lady.
Oh, he wants to talk to you now. Hello.
Hi, this is Art Griego, ma'am, and I am a retired firefighter. And all I'm saying is, if you've ever seen hair straightening joints, they use a lot of activator.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm getting mad about.
It might as well be an atomic bomb.
Well, what I'm getting mad about is my husband had to go into a fire one time.
Yeah.
He liked to lost his life.
Did he go in? Did the roof cave in?
Yes, it did.
Okay, now
I don't appreciate anybody puts firemen down.
Well, yeah, but let me ask a question. See, that's something. I see the roof cave in. I'm like, and I had a battalion chief say to me, "What? Go on in there." I said, "Are you nuts? The roof's going to cave in."
You got to do it. That's your job when you sign on for it.
I'm not going to have a roof cave in on
my
me.
My husband worked for PAFE and Hanover County Fire Service for years.
Your husband did what?
He worked in New Hanover County Fire Service for years. He's still doing it today as a volunteer thing.
Even with all those
burns?
And
there is people on this volunteer fire department. They put my husband down because he's black.
Well,
they won't let him get promoted.
I'll bet you before he walked into that building he wasn't.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a joke or something.
I don't appreciate anybody puts it down because my husband fights for this place.
Was your husband white before he went into that burning building? That's all I'm asking.
You know, You know what?
Yes.
I'm too much of a lady to answer that question.
I'm just kidding around.
The 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, now tell my audience the story. We're talking here with Art Griego, former firefighter. The strip mall that you guys watched burn, that you were not too unhappy to see burn, had a bar that a lot of the firefighters stayed, went to?
Phil, you know, we fight fires, and we fought fires. I'm not a fireman anymore, but we fought fires, and we did it to the best of our ability.
Well, you said there was a bar there.
Yes, there was. It was a place where a lot of the guys went.
Okay. Were they booking sports bets there?
There was a bookie there, yeah.
Okay. So when that bar burned, all the betting slips burned with it.
That's my understanding, yeah.
So there's a lot of guys who could have gotten in trouble for making illegal bets. They're off the hook because a bar burns.
If what you're getting at is what I think you're getting at, you're getting very close to a legal matter here because...
Well, no. I mean, I'm just asking you. Isn't that the case?
I'm just telling you, we do everything that we can to put out fires. But when you see a Thai food place that serves the kind of food that goes through you like napalm, and right next door to it is a hair salon place, I went in there. I wanted to get a haircut. Okay?
This is, you say it's an ethnic hair salon?
Well, yeah, they do. But I wanted a haircut. Now, most haircutting places that you go into, they'll have a bowl there that has the cards of businesses and so forth, right?
Okay.
I walk into this place, got a bowl with hair picks in it. And I felt a little insulted by that. So
when it burns, that's not a big problem.
No, I didn't. I'm not saying that.
So far we got a hair salon place that burns, but you didn't dig it because they used too much activator and they had a bowl with picks in it. We got a bar that burns. Doesn't matter to you because there's...
I didn't say it didn't matter to me, Mr. Henry.
Well, they got a bookie working out of this, got betting slips that burned up with it, and then a Thai food place that gave you guys the runs, and you want it to burn?
Let the record show you're the one that thinks this is funny.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, you know, I've been sitting here, like I said, I just came off the line out there at the Topanga Fire tonight. I've been a fireman for 28 years. I worked for a very large municipal fire department. I didn't hear the first part of the Art Griego story tonight, but I don't know what fire department this guy works for.
Well, what do you work for?
Pardon me?
Who do you work for?
I wouldn't want to mention that right now. Well, let's just say it's the largest county fire department in L.A. How's that?
Oh, okay, L.A. County then.
Well, that could be.
Jesus.
But I'll tell you something.
What's the bigger county fire department in L.A. County?
Well, that's the only one I know of. But I'll tell you something. Whatever Art Griego.
But you don't want to mention who you work for.
The rest of the fire department, it is not the rest of the firemen in anywhere that I know
of. I'm telling you, and you know it as well as I do, there are certain businesses that burn to the ground that we could care less.
And it's a good thing you don't work for the fire department.
Whether you want to admit it or not, you know it's true. And
how familiar could firefighters be with businesses to want one to burn?
I just told you about us.
A Thai food place that gave a bunch of guys from the station house the runs.
Yeah.
So because of that...
It had a C rating. This guy knows what I'm talking about, if he's a firefighter.
I'm more of a firefighter than you'll ever be, Art. I'll tell you that right now. You're a disgrace to the fire service.
You just came off the line at Topanga?
Yes, I did.
There's a fire burning in Burbank. Why weren't you guys over there?
You can't be two places at once, pal. You know that. You're supposedly a fireman, right?
Wait a minute. They put the one out at Topanga Canyon.
You weren't there.
Don't you have those level two inmates over there digging up the hot spots?
You know what, pal? You're
wasting don't you have
time.
The level two inmates over
Phil,
there?
Phil, get a real fireman on here. Get rid of this guy. I can't believe you're wasting your time with him.
Well, Phil, this guy hasn't proved he's a fireman.
Yeah, okay.
Well, wait a minute.
Which fire department did you work for?
Which one did you work for?
I already told you.
No, you didn't. You gave me hints. The largest county fire department in L.A. County, but you didn't want to say.
Yeah.
Okay, let me... I take a guess?
I work for L.A. County
San Diego, San Diego County Fire Department.
San Diego Fire Department.
No, that's the one you work for.
No, he said L.A. County.
No, I said L.A. County.
No, I work for L.A. County Fire Department. I'm proud to be an L.A. County
Who did
County
you work
fireman.
For, Art?
I work for Buncombe County.
For who?
I just told you.
I didn't hear you.
I said I worked for the Hudson County.
Hudson County? Where's that?
California.
California.
Hudson County?
I didn't say Hudson. I said Furman County fire.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something.
All right.
It doesn't really make any difference where you work. Whether you work for a volunteer fire department.
No, it was a county
department,
fire department.
Station or 200 stations. Pal, you're screwed up.
We saved
homes. It's a good thing you're out of the fire service because you don't represent any of the rest of us. I can guarantee you're
the
that.
Guy
you're
who said
a disgrace to the fire service.
Sir, you're the guy who said you worked for the San Diego Fire Department in L.A. County.
No, I
no,
never
he
said that.
Did
I
not.
I said I worked for the largest county fire department in L.A. Get it straight, pal.
Well, I still don't know what he means.
L.A. County.
L.A. County Fire Department.
I'm going to say this.
Years, came off the line tonight, and you know what? I'm ashamed to hear you on the phone because you know what? There's other people that are listening to you.
Let me ask something. Shouldn't you be sleeping now?
What difference does that make? The man's here
really nice
to talk about.
No, I'm asking.
You.
This guy just came off the line. If I were him, I wouldn't be calling a talk show.
Yeah. Well,
I'd be having a couple of pops.
Traffic coming home. I was listening to the talk show. I normally don't call talk shows, but I couldn't put up with what I was hearing from you.
Have you taken a shower yet?
Never mind.
What difference does that make to you, pal?
Huh?
What difference does it make to you?
Well, I'm just wondering why you want to call and talk to me when you could be talking to your wife, having yourself a bite to eat.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Phil. I called to talk to Phil to tell him what a waste of time you were.
Well, sir, I told you that I worked for Clemson County. You worked for some county fire department. At
L.A. County. He's been very clear on that.
Excuses, pal.
And
you know what? If all you do is look at businesses and try and figure out which ones you don't like and let them burn, you're a disgrace. Maybe you ought to be up there in Lompoc with John Orr.
That's the whole
fit in real well, pal.
That's the whole thing with these fire departments, you know, where they get the firemen out there with fire hoses to turn them on people. You know, firemen save lives. Firemen.
Oh, look, Mr. Henry, you've been reading too many comic books. This guy knows as well as I do. Let me ask you a question. You see a Thai food place that had you on a toilet for 2 days and it's burning, you're going to put it out?
You damn right I am. And I'll tell you what, if you're
better
working on
mine,
your ass would be gone.
Sir, I...
All right, look, at Mike, thank you very much.
Wait a minute, you got to let me get the last word with this guy.
No, I think this gentleman's made a very good point.
No, I don't care. You know what? Let the other people have the last word. I know what's going on.
No,
I know that the rest of the firemen... If the rest of the firemen were listening to this guy's right now...
Okay, let me ask you something. Have you ever been in the firefighter's calendar? No, I have.
Good for you. Hey, that's why you were on the fire department, pal.
To be in a calendar?
You're a beauty.
I was a nut.
Yeah. You're a nut, all right.
I was the 1996 February.
Well, good for you.
All right, look at.
well, this guy can laugh if he wants.
Come on.
You know, this guy can laugh if he wants to, but.
Yeah, and I will. And I was, you know what? I'm only the start of a lot of other people.
Let me ask you,
pal.
Tell me I'm wrong. When you see a hair salon place that does the hair straightening business I'm talking about, you know there's a lot of activator in there. There's a lot of sulfurate.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't. All right, thanks, Mike. So you,
what, are you hanging up on him?
Well, the poor man, you know, you're right, he does want to get home. What's sulfur 8?
What's sulfur 8?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen Whitney Houston's hair?
Yeah.
Well, brother, she wasn't born with it that way. You there?
I'm here, yeah, hold on. In fact, hang up. Goes up like rice paper. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Get over to Claude Art Griego on the line with us for a few more minutes. Claude, you're on the air. Go ahead. Or excuse me, it's Robert. Robert, go ahead. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I'd like to refute that last guy.
No, we got a new caller, though. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay. I understand you say you were a firefighter. Okay, let me tell you a little story.
A story?
Okay. Well, the parochial department.
Wait a minute. Robert, I'm going to put you on hold because your phone's breaking up. Just hold on. Here's Claude. Claude, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I'm a firefighter in Baltimore, and we fight fires every day. And, Mr. Diego, we don't let people's places burn down because we get pissed, whatever.
Because they what?
We get dysentery. We don't let people's places burn down. We drop a 4-inch supply line to a double mail into the standpipe, and we put it out.
Even though that very place that you're fighting the fire in gave you some serious burn.
And you could go to a store and buy something to give you some serious diarrhea the next day. Right or wrong, Phil?
I can't understand what this guy's talking about. Is Robert still there?
Where'd you get that guy?
He's a caller. Robert, you there? No, he's gone, too.
Let me
yes,
tell
I
you.
Am.
Well, go ahead, sir. What's your comment?
Okay, my comment was my brother was in Coral Gables Police, I mean, Coral Gables Fire Department. He died doing on duty saving somebody's life.
He was what?
He died of pink burns. So there's 90% of his body.
I can't. These callers are the. I'm sorry. Very sorry, Robert. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but your phone continues to break up.
Okay.
So I got to terminate that phone call. I think what I got from that gentleman is he had a brother who died fighting a fire.
Well, that's why I quit. I didn't want that to happen to me. You know, and I just think that.
Well, that's why you quit.
Yeah, I didn't want to go in. I wanted to be a fireman more than anything else to put out fires. But then I realized that if the fire caved, you know, if it caved in on me, I'd die. So that's when I quit and I started a bait shop. And
well, how long were you a firefighter?
I for 15 years. But most of that time I spent as a media relations guy.
Well, how long did you actually fight fires?
You mean how long I was
a... How long were you a fireman?
Probably about 6 weeks.
And then...
Wait a minute, I've written a book. I was a dispatcher. Okay, and...
A dispatcher?
Yeah, I was the guy that said, L.A. County, you're going to want to roll. I had a really great pitch, and I wrote a whole book. Cool things I've said on the radio, and I wanted to...
Get out of here.
Wait a minute. I've got a... Look, I'm telling you right now, the place that I let burn had the worst peanut chicken that you ever...
Thanks a lot, Art. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pilot high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, we'd like to thank Art Griego for coming on and not making any sense at all. Thanks a lot.
Well, I told him.
I don't need that kind of idiotic guest. Because if, you know, they didn't use so much sulfurate in those hair salons, they wouldn't go up like rice paper. Anyway, let's talk to get some calls in here before we leave the air. Calling us from Altadena. Hello, this is RC. RC, go ahead.
Mr. Henry, great show as always.
Thank you.
I noticed a comment in today's news that Bill Bennett, who's the former secretary of the Department of Education, said that if we allowed abortion, it would reduce crimes. And he said that if you want to reduce crime, if that was your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in the country and the crime rate would go down.
I know. I heard it. What about it?
Well, everybody's mad at him, but how's he wrong?
Yeah, I heard about that, too. How's he wrong?
How's he wrong?
Yeah.
Well, the man is assuming that blacks are the reason why we have crime.
Yeah, ain't they?
Yeah, aren't they?
What do you mean, yeah, aren't they?
Mr. Henry, how can you argue with the premise if there's fewer black babies, there's no crime?
What are you guys getting at here, man? What when you state...
You don't want to admit the truth that if... Suppose you had an abortion on every black baby in Compton.
You know what, bud? I just read books to some of those black babies. I read books to some of those kids...
Mr. Henry, don't fall back on sentimentality. Please answer our question.
I'm answering your question. I was down in Compton. I read to those little guys. These are children that have dreams, okay?
But you know it's true.
Look it. It is true that there is a lot of crime where there is a lot of need, where there's a lot of poverty. It happens to be that many African Americans live in a very low life condition.
Quit with a lot of that sociological stuff. Cut to the chase.
Yeah, you know as well as he does that Bill Bennett was right. And now they want to... It's a high-tech lynching.
Wait a minute. This guy Bennett has a radio show. There are certain ways you phrase things. How come I've been on the radio for 31 freaking years? I ain't never had anybody screaming at me about all the racist stuff that goes on around here like you jackass. Because I know how to do it. If he's a broadcaster, he ought to know how to present an idea more clearly than he did. But he's not a broadcaster. This is the problem with our business. We don't hire professionals. We hire amateurs. He's a great politician. He was a great secretary of the Department of Education. He's not a broadcaster.
But what did he say that's wrong?
Yeah, what did he say that's wrong?
Look, you can say that there's a lot of crime, but you can't say there's a lot of crime because there are black people. You can say there's a lot of crime because there's a lot of need in this country and a lot of need in the African-American community.
But if you aborted all of them, you wouldn't have as much need.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point, R.C.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Oh, shut up. The fact is...
No, this guy's getting crucified. He's being hung up by the gonadals because he made a true statement.
Bill Bennett has a history of saying stupid things. This is a man who should know better. He's an educated man, an articulate man. He is a writer, but he's not a broadcaster. And this medium is all about stating things clearly so that even an idiot like you guys could understand it. And
no, I understand what he's saying. And he's
maybe what he's saying is right, but he said it in a stupid way. He got too fancy. I just said perfectly what he could have said.
What did you say?
Yeah, what did you say?
You know, Dickman, every time we get into race, you really love it, don't you?
Yeah, because I told you blacks are the cause of everything bad.
You little... Here's how I said it. Crime is the result often of need. There happens to be a lot of need in the African-American community because to this day, there is still a higher level of poverty there.
So blacks are the cause of crime.
No, you jackass. You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're... Bill Bennett's being hung by his scrotilia, and you're sitting here all in a heap.
Yeah, you got it good.
You know what? I give up.
We're going to do an R.C. and Bud show. Hi, everybody. I'm R.C.
And I'm Bud.
In a moment, we got nude pictures